Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey,
brother Phil.
Stop. Thanks for being here at Bill's Ice Palace. To each of you and our fans around the globe, welcome for the 579th time to Homecoming Radio.
Why not?
The spot where the music gets it done and the chatter makes it fun. And on the ice, we have Kevy practicing his flips. Tori's doing her triple loops.
That's right.
Joe is doing the banjo lutz. And Gordy is doing a little speed spinning.
Wow. Trying.
And William's practicing his swizzles.
Practicing.
Practicing. Yeah, it's a sight to behold as we celebrate this international.
Don't worry, be happy day. Life will be okay, so make it happy every day.
And he is one of the happiest guys I know. He's the recent winner of the You Look Good in a Smile Award. He is
Bill. You can smile when you can't say a word, Gaither.
So much easier to smile, and people like you a whole lot better when you do.
Yeah, they do.
All my guests today will bring smiles. The Nealands, Collingsworth family, Brian Free, Alicia Williamson.
The vocal band, the Lesters, the Isaacs, Mitchell John Wim. This will be a super smiling kind of day.
I love this song, Bill.
New Orleans. We were there and sang When the Saints Go Marching In with a great Dixieland band, a trumpet player, clarinet, and trombone, a banjo.
When the Saints go marching in.
Have you heard this song?
When the Saints go marching in. When the Saints go marching in. Marching in, oh Lord, I want.
Father loved the Savior, what a soldier he had been. But his steps will be more steady when the saints go marching in.
When the saints.
Gordon.
I do, actually.
Yeah. You can't help but love when the saints go marching in.
That's exactly right. I want to be in that number.
uh, I do too. Public service announcement today. It's pizza day.
Ooh. Ooh, oh, now, right.
No, pizza.
What's your favorite?
My favorite? Man.
Pepperoni, ground beef,
everything
mushrooms.
But anchovies. Yeah.
Garlic.
Oh, garlic and more garlic.
Yeah,
and
baby.
Lots of red pepper.
Mitchell John.
Smell up the house for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Coolin' water.
I think my favorite is Kimberly's homemade barbecue chicken pizza.
Oh, why not?
My soul was sinking in a world of sin, but grace and mercy, they took me in. Took my feet out of the miry clay and placed them on a rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was.
It is time.
I'm over here, Phil. A unique award, the NHPA, the National Horseshoe Pitching Association, meeting for their annual pitch off at Hank and Harry's happening in Hanover, gave us their annual Never a Ringer Award, saying our words may sound like ringers, but in truth they're all dingers. They don't know a ringer when they see one.
No, of course not.
The word of the day is viliority. Viliority.
Let me say, you're in time of trouble here. The old viliority,
Of course.
It's the standard of legislators in Washington.
Oh.
You see, in order to get the attention of lawmakers on Capitol Hill, congressmen will often invoke a viliority privilege when a bill is on the floor. In fact, the vocal band has viliorityed when our bill has been on the floor. Let me tell you, this event can have lasting social and economic effects. Not the political thing. I'm talking about Bill trying to get up off the floor.
It
could take weeks. He tried to do the hokey pokey one time, put his left foot in, threw his hip out.
That's not viliority. Nice idea, though.
Save us, Tori.
Viliority, which, you know, can also apply to Bill, means to be cheap.
I think that's a better definition.
People tend to be viliority with their money.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, Bill. You know that was a joke, right?
Well, what it's like I told Mark Lowry one time. He said, Bill, you're cheap. I said, no, I'm frugal. I'm frugal. And I said, Mark, if you don't learn how to be frugal, you will never learn how to be generous.
Oh, that's good.
Nicely done.
And what did you say when you got up off the floor?
Wow.
Oh, that's funny.
Here are the Neelands. Get us out of this. He found me.
I have been in grand cathedrals that felt hollowed out and cold, and they offered vain religion but no answers for the soul. And I've read the ancient writings of the world's philosophies, but I only found their wisdom seemed like foolishness to me. But a dusty, worn-out Bible that I've cherished since my youth was where I found the only thing that gave me hope and truth. 'Cause I found Jesus in the pages of that blessed book, and I found him in the manger where the angels said to look. I found him at the temple teaching scholars of his day, and I found him with the crippled, with the blind, and with the lame. Then I found him walking water on the Sea of Galilee, and I found him raising Lazarus, but one day my heart believed. High on a rugged cross on lonely Calvary, that's where Jesus, where he found me.
Music, you got to learn how to hold a note for a long
That's advice.
That's exactly right.
That's great. Good advice.
A long time. Longer than the First National Bank can hold a
We've
note.
We've gone from frugal to holding notes now. This is great.
Here is a John Peterson song that he wrote 40 years ago, and the Collingsworth has brought it up to date.
Sure.
So a little bit of love and kindness. Kindness. Go around with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. When the days are dreary, give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's a way to make the world a happy place.
Sing a song,
sing a song.
Spread some cheer,
spread some cheer.
There are
sad and lonely people everywhere.
Be a friend.
beneath life's load. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face. Sing a little bit when the days are dreary. Give a little help to a friend that's weary. That's the way to make the world a happy place. Show a little bit of love and kindness. Never go around with hatred's blindness. Take a little time to reach for joy and wear a happy face.
Good friends in California this year are really concerned about the lack of water and the lack of rain. We take rain for granted every day of our lives, and our water supply is very, very important. And there is nothing, nothing like being in the situation where you are yearning and longing for the rains to come. That happens literally, physically in our world. But it also happens spiritually when you're dry. You say, Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. Listen.
When the heat dries up the rivers and the leaves hang limp and dry, all the creek beds cracked and broken, and the aspen starts to die. And when my soul is dry and barren, panting for the Spirit's rain, so depleted, weak, and empty, every resource used and drained. When the rains come, will the rains come, gentle streams flow down the mountainside, filling rivers, rushing waters to the valleys, bringing wondrous life. Oh, thou welcome, holy presence, washing all the dust away. Leave me clean and pure before you. I'm dancing like a child at play.
rains come, let the rains come, gentle streams flow down the mountainside, filling rivers, rushing water to the valleys, bringing wondrous light. Let the rains come, let the rains come.
We got a lot of kind notes every day at homecomingradio.com. Ones like this: I'm a 71-year-old trumpet player who loves your show. WBIW wakes me up on Sunday morning for your program. It's the ultimate wake-up call. That's from Jim.
I hear you in Ohio every day. Even when I'm having a bad day, you make me laugh. Thank you, Brian.
This is from Nancy. She says, I hear you Monday through Friday on the satellite. Your music is the best. Thanks for the years of first-rate gospel music.
Your program is such a blessing. It's a thrill to hear my three kids sing along with all your songs at the top of their lungs. Yeah, we hear them singing, too. We just want to say thank you. That's from Jonathan.
I'm a stay-at-home mom who cannot get enough of Homecoming Radio. I listen all the time and love every second of it. Keep it coming. Kimberly, God bless you, my friend. We love the notes. Keep writing. HomecomingRadio.com. My son and I and Gloria wrote this tune after reading a book by Anne Graham. And it was a beautiful book on heaven. And she was describing heaven as only she could do. And she finally ended up, after all the words she could use to describe it, she said, it's the home of your dreams. And I told Gloria, what a hook. We need to try to write a song on that. So we did it. Vocal band recorded it, and here it is, the home of your dreams.
Somewhere there's a country where the air is pure and skies are fair and blue. It's the home of your dreams. There's no war and there's no strife. The hopes of all your life come true. It's the home of your dreams. And there is no violence there. Kids in the city square can dance and laugh and play without a single care. There's music in the hills, there's comfort and goodwill and peace again, where love begins and never ends. It's a place where there's no fear, where consciences are always clear and fair. It's the home of your dreams. There's no shame, abuse or pain, no ugly words will there profane the air. It's the home of your. Gone is the loss we had. We'll do the things we always knew that we could do. All the dying and the cares, the longings and the prayers will all be done, and we'll be home.
Been a good day, good program, but we've got to go. Phil, get us out of here.
Yeah, if you're flying through cyberspace, go to homecomingradio.com where you can
hear more of us online, find the dates and places for coming live concerts, and you can also get the latest on the Gaither videos.
Come check us out on Facebook and Twitter, and go to homecomingradio.com and leave us a note.
Quick shout out to some of the greatest engineers in the booth in there, Jeff, Justin, and Bobby V. We thank you so much for what you do. And a big salute to our homecoming stations, the state of Arizona, KTLW, KVIP, and the Cable Radio Network, we say.
Salute! Hey, Bill, your piano students are arriving for their piano recital, and you're not there. I thought you were their teacher.
Can you help me, Gordy? If 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Buddy, you're in. You got it.
I'm on my Get your teeth out, Bill.
Get my teeth out.
We'll see you next week.
Next week.
Well, it's been some kind of day. And you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music. You know, we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard here. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all of your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Until then, for Bill and the entire homecoming gang, I'm Phil Brower, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.